Over Yom HaShmini, you only have Yom HaShmini, but Makam, there's a Tumah. Minuschat Shalacha. Rashi, Demishi, my Tumay Leida, Nimo Bechas. If there's no Tumas Leida and Achmami, there's no din to have the Mila, the Yom HaShmini. Minuschat Shalacha. Fetik Mor Eini, still not a Kashra on you. For Itma, we learned, Yoytse Doifin. And if a kid is a Yoytse Doifin, it means it's a Syrian. Or else, mi sheyesh loy shtey orlis. A kid that's born with two orlis. Shalom, what shtey orlis mean? Rashi says, tupshotin. Shtey orlis at Rashi, shnei oiris zu al zu. Either means two skins, one on top of another. The yamar lo son say pshat shnei gidim. A kid is born with almost two different gids. Two different avis. So, mi sheyesh loy shtey orlis. Is rav hunav rav chia bar rav. Chadoma machal na lobas ha-shabbos. One says that it's a regular milah. And it's done beyond Mashmini, and you can even be Mechal Shabbos. And that's the way we pass him. Ein Mechalin. Such a case is not Mechal Shabbos. The Chur the Diyuk is, Ad kan loy pligi elo lechal elobas Shabbos. It's only Machloikis of a Yetzi doy for the kid that comes as a Syrian, is a Deicha Shabbos or not? If Yom Mashmini comes out on Shabbos, he holds it's not Deicha Shabbos. Avalu Shmoina vade malinu loy. But the Vadui Paskin that a Kopon in the middle of the weekday, at least the Mitzvah's Mila is Biyom HaShmini. The Chapan HaShmini, even if he's born on Shabbos, you can't make the Mila before next Sunday. You have to at least wait till 8 days pass by. So the 8th day is on Shabbos, true, it's not Birch HaShabbos. But a Kopon in the Mila is Biyom HaShmini. So it is a Raya, we don't pass on the Grabasi. Rashi Abul Shmoina Vadim Malinim. The Yafa gav the Yoytze Doifin and Imoytze Meir Leida. That's the Kasha. Even though we Yoytze Doifin, the mother has no Tumas Leida. Still we see that there is a din, the Mila should be Yom HaShmini. So even though we Paskin, and it comes to Syrian, tak is not, the Mila is not Deich HaShavis, but our Kolponim, it has to be done by Yom HaShmini. And for the Gemara, Abul Shmoina Vadim Malinim, so the Gemara name, I'll tell you, Hobo Hotaya, I'll tell you, no, it's Tali Zebezer. The man Diyoma that says is Deich HaShabbos is the Pshat, because the older Mitzvah Mila is Biyom HaShmini. Mashenken, the other man Diyoma that says it's not Deich HaShabbos, you know why it's not Deich HaShabbos? Because he holds like Rabasi. His Rabasi holds like the other man Diyoma, that there's no Mitzvah Mila at all. That's why it's not Deich HaShabbos. I mean, this would be a riot to Rabasi, I call upon him. And the Gemara name is Hob HaTalya. No, it's not a steer with him. It's Rashi Hob HaTalya. The Chil HaShabbos Toli B'Mila Leches. The Mishan Nimu Leches Deich HaShabbos. Whoever has the chiyah, the mila should be done by Yom Shmini, is Deich HaShabbos. Aber mi she'en am yimu l'ches, ain Deich HaShabbos. Tichi ksiv ob Yom HaShmini, te yafinim menei, vafilu b'Shabbos, b'nimu l'ches ksiv. Serech lam, I'll tell you Rabasi, these two man yomim, am mechulik in Rabasi. It's all he's ever said, so it's not upgeschlagen, legami Rabasi. Rabasi can still have a mokum. It's even though we don't pass him like him, but it has a mokum. So the more kit hanoi. I'll tell you lam, Rabasi's halokha, it's like a tol in the machlokes. Makitanoi. It's a thing like this. Yeish, so kids, what the basket chiddush was an isha when she gives birth, if she has no tumas later, Moshe by Yoytze Doifin, there's no din mila b'yom shmini. You can make the mila as soon as you want. Tomorrow, it's a makitanoi. This din is a machlokes tanoim. As a braisa says, yeish lid bayis shenimo liyechet. There's a din of a yelid bayis that's nimo liyechet. Now, yelid bayis, pashmin, is not your own kid, but you bought a shivcha. If you bought a shivcha and then she has a kid, there's also a mitzvah mila. You have to gemal the kid. As the pasuk says, Rashi is down in Bereishis and Yudzayin. Pasuk says, Uven shmoy nas yomim, yimo lochem kol zocho derasechem. Yelid boyis, where the kid was born, yelid boyis, in your house, or miknas kesef, or else you bought the kid. Mikol ben necher ashelay mezarachahu. Even though you bought him from a guy, still if you had a shivcha and now the kid became a yid, he was nizgayir, you have a chiv to make the mila. And the pasuk says himo yimo yelid beischa or miknas kaspecha voice brisim of sarchem of risaylam. So it's two pesukim here. The second pasuk says himo yimo yelid beischa. You have a chiv to make a mila on somebody that yelid beischa, like a shivcha gave birth. Your shivcha, or else the miknas kaspecha. Or else if you bought the shivcha, you bought the kid, you have a chiv mila. Now in this pasuk, it doesn't say b'yom hashmini. Mashma this pasuk, the kid that you bought, or a shivcha, your shivcha gave birth, you can make the mila whenever you want. But the pasuk before said no. It says, "Oven shmoinas yomim yimolchem kol zocher yelid boyis umiknas kesef." So the stira mashma is a case of a yelid boyis that the chiv has to be b'yom shmini, and there's a case of a yelid bayis that the milu is whenever you want. There are two psukim here. So the brisa, yesh yelid bayis, there is a yelid bayis, that means you bought the shivcha, and then she became pregnant in your house. Shenim ol yechad, that there's no chiyah b'yom shmini, that kid, even though you own the kid, still you can make the meal of the first day. But yesh yelid bayis, but there is a case where you bought the shivcha, and you bought the shivcha first, and then she became pregnant in your house. Shenim ol shmina, that there's a chiyah on that kid, since he's like your kid now, you have a chiyah to make the meal of b'yom shmini. Vayta yesh miknas kesef, there's a case when you bought the blood, shenim ol yechud, that you only have to make the milah the first day if you want. There's no din and to wait till the other day. V'yesh miknas kesef, there is a case where you bought the kid, shenim ol shmeina, that there's a chiyuv to make the milah on the eighth day. That's these two psukim here. Now will be mazman. Well, the really Rashi said the second after this big Rashi. Yesh lid by shenim ol yechud. Rashi detray kroy ksiv. There's two psukim in Brachos. V'yelid by yes ol miknas kesef. Chad ksiv beiches, v'chad lo ksiv beiches. He mo yimo yilid beischo miknas kastecho. So in the forest bein ches. Here it doesn't say that's been the eighth day. Oksiv, the beginning of the pasuk says, O ben shmoinas yomim yimo lachem kol zochu derosechem. Yilid beis miknas kesef. O mistavra the height of the forest bein lishmoina hainoecha the dom mili yisro malya. When the pasuk says that the shivcha gives birth, you have to make the meal on the eighth day. That's where the kid is doima to your own kid. He's doima to yisro malya. What does that mean? Shenerla bebeiser shal Yisrael. It was born in the bias of the Yisrael. That means mishakonoi. When the guy already bought, we'll soon say the guy already bought the shivcha muberes. The dumyid lochem binim. Yeah. Oh, let's see the Gemara. Gemara. Yesh miknas kesef shenimo liyechon, v'yesh miknas kesef shenimo lishmoine. Ketzet. What's the case? Lokar shivcha muberes. You bought a pregnant shivcha. The yachat kaf yodo, and then she gave birth in your house. Zel miknas kesef hanimo lishmoine. That's called the miknas kesef. You like bought the kid. Hey, the isha, the shivcha was muberes, like the kid was there before you bought him. Now you bought a shivcha muberes. That's called a kesef. You bought this kid. Still, when she gives birth, since the giving birth is in your house, so that's called like your own son, and you have to make the milah b'yom shmoina. Lokar shivcha uvlo de'imo. Let's say no, you stand bought a shivcha, and the shivcha gave birth someplace else. And then you just bought both of them. Zui miknas kesef shnimo liyechad. The kid is not doing it to your kid, like he wasn't born by you. He was born by a guy. Now when you buy them both and you megayis them both, you want to make the milah. The chiv milah type is even the first day. There's no din b'yom shmini. That's called miknas kesef shnimo liyechad. Now v'yesh yilid bayis shnimo lishmoina. There's a case where it's born to you that has to be done the eighth day. Ketzad lokach shivcha v'nesavru etzlo. Has you only bought the shivcha. So it's not called you bought the kid, because when you bought the shivcha, she wasn't pregnant yet. But the sabret sloy is, you had an evet ivri by you, she allowed to give an evet ivri to a shivcha, and then she became pregnant by you. But the sabret sloy, she became pregnant when she was in your house. So that's called now yilid bayis. It's called the kid is being birthed in your house. V'yolda, and she gives birth. Zel yilid bayis hanimu l'shmoina. Such a kid, you have a chiv to make the meal of yom shmoina. That's a good case. Now we have to find where the case of yilid bayis, where the kid was born in your house, and you don't have a chiyah b'yom shmoina. So Rav Chama says like this, Rav Chama Omer, Yolda, in the case where you bought a shivcha, and then she became pregnant in your house, I mean you gave it to an Eved Yisrael, to an Eved Ivri, and then she became pregnant. The Yolda, it depends like this, V'yacha kaka tefillah, so b'shash she gave birth, she was still a shivcha. You weren't megayir yet, she didn't do a tefillah. V'yachat kachat filo. Then after she gave birth, then you were toivo both the kid and the mother. Zel yilid bayis shenimo liyechad. That's the case if yilid bayis that only has the milah even b'yom echad. There's no din b'yom shmeina. This would be good according to Rabasi, because the ma'aser when the shivcha gave birth, she was a goya. She wasn't toivo yet, so she had no tumas later. So now when she's toivo the second day and we're megayah the kid. Since the mother had no tumas leidom, there's no din mila b'yom shmini. So mila, the kid's mila, you could do right away. The first day, you can come out him. Ma sheikin et tefila, the shivcha, again, you bought the shivcha stam. Then you gave it to your Eved Kenani, your Eved Ivri, even. And she became pregnant, and she would tevel the first, so she was a Yisrael. V'yachat kach yoldo, and then she gave birth, zel yilid bayis, hanimu l'shmoina. That's called Yilid Bayis. Had you never bought this kid, this kid was created by your house. You owned the Shifcha first, and then in your house, under you, she became Muberes. And about the Shas later, she was ready Tovo, she was ready Yiddisha, so she has Tumas later. Now this kid has a Nimol Lishmoina. So this would be good according to Rabasi. The Chur of Choma holds like Rabasi. So the Nafkamina, if the mother was first Tovo, she was first the Yisraelis, and then she gave birth. Since she has Tumas Leidom, so then Taka the kid has a Mila B'yom Shmini. Mashenkin, if the mother first gave birth, Alta Shifcha, without a Tfilah, she's a Goy. So she has no Tumas Leidom, and then you were Megayim Ho, and the kid, there's no Din B'yom Shmini. That's good, like Abasi. Try the Gemara of V'tanakam al-Khura le'shani le' ben ha-Tfilah v'yachakach yodo, or ben yodo v'yachakach ha-Tfilah. But the Tanakhama doesn't make this Nafkimina. There's no Nafkimina whether the mother was first toivled that she was Yisraelis and she had Tumas Leidah or no. Mashma Tanakhama, even though Bishas Leidah she was still a Goy, she had the Tumas Leidah, still there'll be a din of the Yom Shmini. So Chura Tanakhama dings the Chanyavasi. The Yafagav, the Enimoy Tumay Leidah, even though Bishas the mother, the Shifcha, gave birth, the Shifcha was still a Shifcha, you were not Megayri yet, you didn't do a Tfilah yet, it's still Nimel Shmina. So the Chura Tanakama dings the Rabasi. So a blinding Rabasi din is a machlekes Rav Chama and the Tanakama. Of a certain more stamos right now. Fish term of the Rav Chama Mishkachas law. According to Rav Chama, you have all four cases we want. Yelid bayis nimol liyechod yavi yelid bayis. That's the case where you bought the shivcha and then she became muberis in your house. So nimol liyechod means when she gave birth, you didn't make a tefillah on her yet. She's still a goyim. So since Bishas she gave birth, she has no Tumas Leida, the kid has no Din Mila B'yom Shmini, it's any day you want. Yelid Bayis Nimulaches, how's the case if Yelid Bayis Nimulaches, in the case where the Shifcha was first toivled, so she had a Din like Isha, she has Tumas Leida, then she gave birth, you make the Mila B'yom Shmini. Miknas Kesef Nimulayech, the Miknas Kesef Nimulaches, that was the partial case. If you bought an Isha Muberis, so that's called a Nimul Lishmoina. And if you bought them separately, you bought a shivcha that already gave birth. So since when you bought the kid was already born, that's chiyuv milah only b'yom echad. That's good according to Rav Chama. Yoldo, now, miknas kes nimul l'ches. Yoldo v'yachakach tefillah. If she gave birth first and then you made a milah, and then you made a tefillah, zel yilid bayish nimul l'yechad. Since b'shach leidah, the mother had no tumas leidah, because she was the goyah, the kid has no din milah b'yom shmini. When you megai the kid, it's only the first day. Hetzvila, Mashenka, the Shivcha first had a tefillah. She had a din Yisraelis already. V'yachakach yolda, then she gave birth. So without the shah she gave birth, she has a tumas leidah. Zel yilid bayish nimul l'ches. That's a good case. This outcome's not good according to Rav Chama. Now, miknas kesef. Right, the more I explain, now the more I explain all the cases. Yeah, what's the other case? Miknas kesef, the case where you bought the kid. That is, where you bought the kid. Nimul shmeina, where's the case if you bought the kid, that the kid has a chiv milah b'yom shmini, they're going shalokach shivcha maveris. They're talking about you bought a shivcha that's already pregnant already. And the hetzvila, and you were tabled her right now. V'yachakach yolda, and then she gave birth. So it's called the miknas because you bought the maveris. You bought it when she's maveris. So blah, like you bought a shivcha with the uber inside it. Now, since Bishas later, the mother was ready tovam, so the mother has a tumas later, it's poshim why it's nimol b'yom shmini. Vashem kein, miknas kes nimol yechad, where's the case where you bought? There's only a milah on the first day even. They're going, shalokach ze shivcha v'ze ubram. Has the shivcha already gave birth someplace else before you went to buy them? Now you bought them separately, so that's called a miknas kesev of just on the blood itself. So that has din yom echad. That has no din b'yom shmini. If you want to buy a goyish kid, come to say this like this man yama. If you buy a goyish kid and you want to be megayir him, there'll be no din b'yom shmini. You can make the milah the first day. As soon as you megayir him, right away you make the milah. There's no din b'yom shmini. That's called yelid bayis. That since the kid wasn't born by you, he was born by the goyim. So there's no din b'yom shmini on his milah. According to this man yama. That's more el the Tanakama. But according to Tanakama, how does the Tanakama have the four cases of the brayso? The first cases of buying that we have already. That's the case where you bought a shivcha and in your property, by your house, she became muberis. Is how's the case? How's the case according to Tanakhama that the milah is even the first day? The chura, since you bought the shivcha and then she became muberis in your house, that's called yilid bayis. It's always doima to Yisrael that Shkoh is being the eighth day. According to Tana Kama, there's no difference whether she had a tefillah or not a tefillah when they had the din of Yom Echad. On Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Torah says like this, Polakeach Shivcha L'Ubra. I tell you, you bought the Shivcha, but you didn't buy the Shivcha for the Shivcha, you only bought the Shivcha for the Ubra. There she's a Shivcha Muveris, and you only bought the Schus in the Ubra. So since you don't own the mother, when the mother gives birth, it's not called like it was born in your property, it's called it was born by the Shivcha, it doesn't belong to you. You only own the Ubra, so that Ubra is not doima to your own kid. Your own kid comes out of your wife. Here you don't own the Shivcha. You only own the Ubra in the Shivcha. So such a case, the kid is not, has no mila b'yom shmini, only b'yom echad. The mahon yichalaman diyom kinyin peiris, lafa kinyin aguftami. So what do you own? You own the Shivcha only for the peiris. Only for kids that come out of her, you own. That's called the kinyin peiris. That's the machlekes in the Gemara. All over in Shas. Is a kinyin peiris, you own something, like you own karka, just for schus to be able to plant it and get the peiris. So that's called the kinyan peiris. Is that called like you have a kinyan aguf in the kaker also? That's also called I own the kaper. I own the property now. I own the property to use to get peiris out of it. Here also, I own the shivcha to be able to get peiris out of them. That's called the kinyan aguf. Of the shver, the yom mila should be yomish mimi then. El laman the yom kinyan peiris is called kinyan aguf dami Michael Neymar. His mishpah laman the yom it's only called kinyan peiris is good. But if Yod is called Kinyan Aguf Dami, it's not as called Yilid Bayis again. Amra Meshar Shiatel, the only Hechatims we have is, V'lakeach Shivchom, you bought a Shivchom, Aba'al V'nas, Shalei Lahatvila. You bought a cloth with a dash, you'll never make a Shivcha, never make a Yisraelis. So since you never make a Yisraelis, that's not called Daimat Yilid Bayis. In such a case, you bought a Shivcha, V'nas, you'll never be Megayirah. She'll stay a Shivcha, Leil Avor, Agoyish HaShiksa. Avazoi, then she becomes pregnant by you, and then she has a kid, that kid is not doima to your own kid. That since the mother will never become a Yisraelis, that's called Yilid Bayis, that the Mila is anytime you want. There's no din b'yom shmini in such a case, it's anytime you want. Rashi shalokha manash lela tfilo. Lo shaychi bo toiris chiyuvei the mitzvahs klal. On this shivcha, like she'll never have any chiyuvei mitzvahs. Because she bought it with a tanai that you never make a Yisraelis. This is a case, even though you own the Shivcha, but not doima to Yilid Bayis like you. But according to Tanakama, he takes a ding for Chanyabasi, and the Halach is like the Tanakama, that we don't need Tumas Leida. Even though the mother has no Tumas Leida here, still it's possible the kid should have a Mila, the Yom Shmini. Also, Lot says, "B'Shavis, b'Moyis, or b'Kesef, v'Zov ha'Tzkurim b'Bigdoy." If you have money sewed onto your beged, it's also to go out with it on Shabbos. It's even though it's sewed on very good, but the svar is since money is the choshev azach, is not buckled to the beged. So now it's not called part of the beged. That's called a master. You're carrying it out. That's awesome. Hago, v'Yesh matirim sama mate b'Mokem pseida sheyira sheyigolzeno mimenu. As a new takana, so in a case where you have money in your house and you're afraid goyim are going to come in to steal your money, you're afraid to leave your money in the house. In yanichem abayis v'yelach mihem. So in such a case, Rabbanu were makel and said that if you have the money sewed on to your begodim, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. The pshat is even though it's not booked to the begid, but the pshat is only nis of the Rabbanu, because derechoy so it's not. The way you carry out money to be chayiv midrais is in your hand. If you have a $100 bill sold onto your beged, that's not called a derech haitzur. Even though it's also to do with the rabbanon, but with the rice you're not doing any yisur, because it's not called derech haitzur. So since it's only nisur the rabbanon will make it in the case where the person like has his money in his house, and he's pushed it, will soon say he has to go away, and he's afraid to leave his money home, like he knows they're going to love him around town, he's very afraid they're going to steal. So in such a case, the rabbanon will make it for him to carry out the money like with a duck and shinui. If he has to go out, but if the person could stay home for loy lotzes and not go out b'chal the Shabbos, don't let him go out. But a mokum where you're not so afraid that you can leave the money home, then about the best answer is not to carry it out. And the hetter that they say is because if we're not going to let you take it out, we're afraid since the person will be so afraid of his money, he'll come to just walk out with it and hold it in his hand, mamash, and be over nisa deraisa. So a person is mamash afraid, has no weitzim, leave his money in his house, so he has the hetter to carry it out, kalachaya. I don't know how much no gave b'zmanazeh, usually everybody takes care of the money. If you're afraid of your money, put it in the bank. Usually people are not that much afraid that they wouldn't leave the house. They're afraid the money should be stolen. If you're afraid, so stay home then. If by staying home, you should stay home. But the pshat is, if you're afraid to stay home, because you're afraid the ganav outside will see you're staying home, see things. You know why the guy's staying home the whole day? Because he has a lot of money in his house. So if I can't, that will make the ganav come in. So if it's such a case, you have a heter to walk out carrying your kalachigat. Rabban will make it. You're allowed to walk out with a sudur, like a shirt, that's folded up around your shoulders. Even though you don't have it tied on with a string onto your hand. But providing this brought down, if it's on over your body though, come out like a talus. If you have, even though it's folded on your shoulders, but it's coming down the back, it's on over your body, then like we're not afraid to fall off you. So if it's a derech to wear it that way, it doesn't have to be tied down to you. Let's say you have a type of a scarf that's not chayfer roish rubai. It doesn't cover up roish rubai. Also lotzis boy. There's also to go out with that. Unless you make some type of a knot that it won't fall off. Because otherwise we're afraid if you just have a beged wearing around your shoulders, we're afraid it'll fall off. So I'm not sure about that. What's the mice about a scarf? So if you wear a scarf, if it's folded under, it's alright. Look, if you have a scarf underneath your begadim, it's also alright. It's not sharp for it to fall off. If you have a scarf just around you, just coming down the two sides, look, that should be the shayla. Because there is a gezerah, maybe you'll fall off you when you walk in Mishus Rabin, and then we're afraid maybe you come to pick it up. Machmezeh, some people also have a shayla about stam wearing a talis through the streets. If you're allowed to wear a talis through the streets, because also you have this gezerah, maybe you fall off. Like the chush is may, it's not, a lot of times the talis falls off you. When you walk in the street, a lot of times, even the shul, a lot of times it falls off you. Not such a, it shouldn't fall off. In fact, there's a little windy day outside. Chur to shala, maybe you fall off you, and if it falls off, there's the gezerah, you come to pick it up and walk with it. But the shala, what the heter is? Some sort of say the heter is that the only reason why you're wearing the talis on Shabbos is because you're not allowed to carry it. Like otherwise, you'd be holding it in your hand. Why are you wearing the talis in the street? Because you know you're not allowed to carry it, that's why you want to wear it. So now there's no gezerah, if it will fall off you, you come to pick it up. Because the only reason why you're wearing it in the street is because you're not allowed to carry it. So maybe the talis you could be mekel. Right. There are people that mekel, some people in the chami fold it in, make a little bit of a knot here that it shouldn't fall off. Right. It's only exam by a bottom. Maybe you'll fall off and you come to carry it. That's why the bottom will say, don't wear it. Don't wear it that way. Right. But the kuri could be mekel. Right. It's only if a small thing is just around your neck that could fall off, then you have to have it tied down to you. Right. Lamed hey. Levedim hakoshim. That means thick material, very thick material, is also lavim rishus rabim. Or you become with keshumut of them. Even though you wrap it around you like a coat, you're not allowed to go out with it. But since it's hard material, thick material, it's not a derech malbush. Nobody wears it that way. V'yemeinim koshim harbe muta. But if it's not a very thick, the material is normal material that you make clothing out of, then you're allowed to wrap it around you. That's called derech malbush, wrapping it around you. You can walk out with it. You have a sheet wrapped around you, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Right, Lamed Vav. Mutel Lord says b'Shabbos b'shnei malbushim ze agabe ze. You're allowed to walk out with two coats, two shirts on Shabbos. Bein letzor koi, whether you're cold and your mom is needed two shirts. Bein letzor chaveroi, whether klo yekavonim is just to take the two coats for your chavron. Like in all cases, your chavron left his raincoat in the shul. You want to take it home for him. You're allowed to put his raincoat on top of your raincoat. You can wear two coats, one on top of another coat. And the story is that since sometimes in the middle of the weekday, people do wear two coats. In the case of a guy gets very, very cold, it's not so muddy, you could wear two coats. So it's called a derech malbush. You're allowed to wear it out on Shabbos. It's both called derech malbush. Dein shem shnei chalukim, dein shem shnei sabolim. Here is sabol or ksaitoyim. Two coats. Yeah. Dein shem shnei chaguris. Even two garters, two belts. Zua gabi zu is also muta. The afilu ein malbush masik b'nei. This is the Chiddush. Even though it's just putting two belts one on top of another, still it's mutter. Even though there's no shirt like in between. Hagob, we hold that Ramos says, don't know. V'yesh oimrim shtei chagura zu al zu. V'yesh oisrim shtei chagura zu al zu. To wear two belts, mamish, one on top of another, that's awesome in the Rabbanan. Because that's not a derech to wear a bechal on the weekday. Nobody wears one belt on top of another belt. That's one svar.
Sirus ma no yesh bin derech lachtu masayu. One throw attack at the masli. That to wear two belts one top of another since the middle of the weekday, you don't do it, so there's no happen to do it now on Shabbos. Elim came malbush masli gneim, unless you have a malbush in between. Like you have your belt holding up your pants, and then on top of your shirt you want to put another malbush or a gartel, that will be mutter. Of course, it depends where you wear your gartel. If you wear your gartel, mamash, right on top of your, right on top of your belt, of course, that should be mutter. It's only mutter. If you want to wear a gartel, to wear it outside around your jacket.
It has to be covering up something else. So to Shalomo, people want to wear on a handkerchief. But just to put the handkerchief on top of the belt, mamish has no hefter. That's mamish nothing. The only hefter to put a handkerchief around your belt is, instead of wearing the belt, you use two handkerchiefs, you tie them up before Shabbos, and you use it as a belt on Shabbos. That'll be one hefter. But just on you're wearing your belt, to put the handkerchief on the belt, there's no hefter. V'chein royal linen. Omota lilvoy shnei koivim zeh alzeh. The latter wear two hats, one on top of another. V'chein shnei anfalois. Two socks you can wear one on top of another. So I call upon him, you have to wear a yarmulke underneath your hat. Even though you wear a yarmulke and then a hat on top, Avada that's mutter on Shabbos. Because Avada sometimes in the weekday you also walk out, you wear it like that. This is a derech malbush, you have to walk out it on Shabbos. Lamed zayin. Mutter lotes b'shabbos bota yadayin. First you have to wear gloves on Shabbos. Hanikroyim guldish. That's the first sheet. V'yesh mi shemachmir, some amachmir know with gloves. You have to tie them on, sew them down to your both your daim. You have to sew them down to your sleeves before Shabbos. Shel mabusha. Or sheikshom behem keshesho kayama yofa. Or else tie it onto your beged very good. Why? Because if we're afraid if you wear gloves on more you meet somebody in the milushus rabbin, they'll take them off you to give them shalom aleichem. Or else you want to scratch your head. Or you want to do something that you can't do so good with your hands with the gloves. So we're afraid you'll take off the gloves b'shus harabim and you continue walking. Zog v'royu lochesh l'dvor. Zog the mechaba is royu to be choshes l'dvor. You should be choshes not to wear gloves on Shabbos unless they're tied down. So the first kasha that you ask is, why does it help that it's tied down? What exactly is that you can take off your gloves and walk with the b'shus harabim. So even though the gloves are tied onto your sleeve, it's zich and not a derech malbush. Like who to walk out with that thumb hanging down is zich and nisa the rabbonin. So what's the head to the fact that sleeves are tied down to your shirt and still made this thing zerum? So some want to say that pshat is that zerum. Really you're wearing gloves. To wear the gloves really is mutu. It's a malbush right now. So we're just afraid maybe you'll take it off Rishus Rabin and come to work with it. But if it's sewed onto your beged, even if you take it off, you won't be over Nisa Diraisa. Because carrying it that way is kalacha yad, so it'll only be Nisa Dirabonim. So Rabbonim didn't make xerum on xerum. Therefore, if you have it tied down from before Shabbos, else like kids are more wear it clamped down, that'll also be good. Because even on time to take it off, you won't come to work with it, we just let it hang there. So even though you're carrying it, that's only kalachiyat and it's the Rabbonin, wore a machmir. So in Shant, the Magen Avraham says here, V'yachshiv in Simon Sivka Nun, V'yachshiv Norgul Hokum, Kivin Shemon Roshus Rabbin. The minute is yet to wear gloves on Shabbos. If that is a subject we have Roshus Rabbin or not, there's only Yisra Rabbonin anyway, you could be making. But if there's a choice for Tevla Hachmir, it's better off to be machmir. And the Aruch HaShulchan like seeing says it depends what the weather is. If you want to find it very cold outside and fosters a big tzarech to wear it, then Amad, you could be naked to wear gloves. Perhaps some people want to say that this halacha is only by muffins, where you can't do too much with your hands. But real gloves go on all five fingers, and maybe a little bit of a cooler. But the thought, l'chura, the minig is normal not to do it. The minig is usually vibes you'd wear it. But men, l'chura, don't wear it. But Aruch HaShulchan wants to find it depends upon the weather. If it's a very cold day outside, it's a big tzarech to wear it, then he's making Aruch HaShulchan to wear gloves. Right, Hayot if somebody goes out on Shabbos, you have a talis, you're wearing a beged, but the tzitzis are missing. Either you're missing two strings, in the case that's possible, is chayiv. You should know imam is chayiv if you go out with it. Why? So the other two strings are still on the beged, are choshev strings, esloy. The daiti aleim, and you have asked to use those two strings, achiyaslim, until you find more tzitzis to finish it, the yasa tzitzis. So therefore, there's a swara that these two strings are still hanging onto the beged, the whole corner, the whole thing came off. So the other three corners, the tzitzis that are there, right now, you're not the mitzvah tzitzis. So the tzitzis itself, though, is not bottled to the beged, because it's a choshev thing by itself, because you want to use it for the mitzvah. So therefore, it's called like you're carrying out the tzitzis itself. But if the beggar has all four corners, good tzitzis on it, Afal pi shein boi tchelis, even though it was manazel, we don't have tchelis, mutu lotzis bo v'shabbos. Then you let him walk out with it on Shabbos.
As even though the tzitzis itself is not like button to the beggar, because the mitzvah tzitzis is to put tzitzis on the beggar, but the pshat is called the tachshis for the beggar. This tzitzis is making the beggar kosher. The tzitzis is making the beggar into a beggar, shal mitzvah. The male is called the tachshis to the beggar, you let him walk out with it on Shabbos. But not to mean if a string, if one string comes off, the tzitzis is still kosher. But if two strings come off in a case where the tzitzis is possible, you're not going to walk out with these strings on Shabbos.
So the shalom, what the svarah? The svarah portion is, because since the tzitzis, what happened here,
is two strings are hanging. So the svarah should be, these two strings should be bottled to the beggar, and it should be mutter to go out. But the svarah is no, since these strings are strings that you can do a mitzvah with, since it's a choshev azachas, the mitzvah, that makes it, that's not bottled to the beggar. I mean, not to mean it will come, let's say more, you have a beggar, a string hanging down. So the chur, that string, what steps to walk out with it? So chur says, since it's not choshev, it's bottled to the beggar. Mashenk, and here these sittis are a choshev, a thing that's not bottled to the beggar. Another nafkamina comes out, let's say you have a loop around your pants where you hold up the belt. One side of the loop comes off, and the loop is hanging on the other side. Are you allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos or not? So the Chai Yodzim is Machman says, no, you can't walk out with these pants on Shabbos now. Because since the loop, one side is off, so the loop itself, he wants to tie in as a choshev of things. Because your daita is to sew it back on to the beggar. But the way it is right now, it's not usable right now. So he says, it's going to tzitzis. Just like by tzitzis, these two strings that are here now. The reason why it's called, it's not bottled to the beggar, because you have daft to use them to make tzitzis out of it. So anytime you have daft to use it yet, it's not bottled the way it is to the beggar. And you can't use it right now, therefore it's also to look out. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan holds. But that's the way the Chayodim holds it. The Chayodim says like this. But the Aruch HaShulchan wants to be Mekel and says, no, the Svar in the Gemara is only Tzitzis has a Svar because it's a mitzvah. Since you want to use these two strings to do a mitzvah with it, that makes the two strings a choshev a thing, and therefore these two strings are not bottled to the beggar. Berechlam is Stam a loop or anything else that's not choshev, Stam the Svar is bottled to the beggar. You have a broken loop, so what? You're not going to use it right now. You can't sew it back. It's there. You're not machped on it. It's like bottle to the beggar. Another shalik sash shalik is amol you have. Amol having suits to have extra buttons sewed into the into the jacket. Are you allowed to walk out with that on Shabbos? Machlokes achrayim. The chur the shalik is.
Yeah, that's kuf lamed hayim a base. The bottom gemara. Tanya. Reb Shimon ben Elozer Oimer, Kol Shesho Lamed Yoim Biyodom, anytime a kid or just born, if he lived 30 days, you should know then, ain't a Nefel. Then he's Vadei not a Nefel. When Yaman is a Vadei ben Kayoma, he's a Zohar, he's not a Nefel. Shenemon, the Postik says, Ufdu Yav mi ben Chodesh Tipode. By Bechor, the Pidyon Bechor is, after 30 days, by a person, by an Adam, you have Pidyon Bechor. Why did the Torah say to wait to 30 days? Master, because before 30 days, we're not zich, he's a ben kayom, and maybe he's only an eifel, he'll die. But if the kid lives 30 days, then we know vada, he's a kid. He's a ben kayom. So, Rashi, Upduya bebechor odom ksiv, mi ben chodesh, mi detoli behochi, since the Torah says to wait, a chodesh, 30 days, shema mina achshav nizbarish u ben kayom. Yet if the kid lived 30 days, now we know for sure he's a ben kayom. V'loi koidim l'chein. But less than 30 days, we don't know Vade is called the Ben Kayoma. Nafkumina Chavs Luyusur Rachmanis, the kid dies before 30 days. Is there a Chiyah to sit Shiva on it or not? So soon said Alachon, there's no Chiyah to sit Shiva if he dies less than 30 days. On a Stam Vlad. Unless the case was called Loy Chadoshiv, where we know 100% that the kid is 9 months old. If the kid was born after 9 months, that's called Kol Loy Chadoshiv, then we know on his Vade a Ben Kayoma, he would have lived. And if he dies then, we say he's called a ben kayom, and there's a chiyuv to sit shiva. But lo yitzuya, a kid is born, that we're not vada, is called loy chadosh, we don't know how many months was in the mother's stomach, then Reb Shimon Gamliel's halacha is, that if he didn't live 30 days, we're not sure he's a ben kayom. Could be he's only an eifel. Chav nafkumin, there wouldn't be a chiyuv to sit shiva. Since sit and shiva, or thrice kriya, is only midrabbonin, but the rabbonin will make a look of Shimon Gamliel. We'll see more in the Gemara about it. If a behemoth lives for eight days, then we say also ain't a nefel. That's a rain the behema zicha ben kayom, it's not going to die. Shenema, the Pasuk says, on miyoyim hashmini v'holo, yeirotz l'korban. When a behema is born, the first 7 days, you can't bring it for korban. On the 8th day, it's roy for korban. Why punct the 8th day? Because then we know if it lived for 7 days already, we know it's called the ben kayom, it's not going to die. That's locha by a behema. So the Gemara, it's a diyik, ho loisho sveik heavy. But it's something that not live 30 days. By another, it's only a suffix if it's a ben kayom or not. For the Gemara,